This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A cybercrime crew stole nearly 1,000 concert tickets to the record-breaking Taylor Swift Eras Tour and other high-profile events on StubHub and then resold them for hundreds of thousands of dollars, according to prosecutors in New York. The scheme involved people working in Kingston, Jamaica, for a third-party contractor partnered with StubHub. I don't need to tell you what it is. The contractors allegedly stole ticket URLs and then emailed them to two co-conspirators in Queens, New York, according to the DA. The co-conspirators then downloaded the tickets and resold them on StubHub at inflated prices for personal profit. They raked in $600,000 in roughly 1 year. The majority of the tickets stolen were for the highly coveted Eras Tour, which became the highest grossing tour of all time after amassing more than $2.7 billion
with a B
in ticket sales.
And registering on seismographs all over the world.
That's right. But the crew also stole tickets from other high-value events, such as Adele and Ed Sheeran, NBA games, and the U.S. Open Tennis Championship.
So maybe I missed something. I was trying to figure it out as you were speaking. How did they, quote, steal the tickets?
They stole the URL for the tickets, and then sent those URLs up to these two co-conspirators in New York, because they were working as a third-party contractor with StubHub. Does that make sense?
Okay.
They literally just stole them.
That makes sense. And then I gotcha. I was wondering, if without buying the tickets, how do you get a hold of the barcode? But they had somebody on the inside, so
correct.
It makes more sense.
They had several people on the inside.
Gotcha.
It doesn't say how many. I don't think. So they have two they've arrested two people involved. Check that, three people involved. And Tyrone Rose of Kingston, Jamaica, Shamara Simmons of Jamaica, Queens, and then one other person. Okay.
Got to have an inside guy. I was going to say, because on the surface, when you read the headline of the story, it sounds like they bought the tickets and sold them for a profit. There is nothing illegal about that.
No. They just literally, you know, we'll take that ticket, we'll take this ticket, we'll take this one here. Speaking of music, something might be up with Justin Bieber.
His personal assistant quit.
Yeah, Mateo Caldas has reportedly quit. How do you know all this stuff?
TMZ, baby. I checked the trades before he come in here.
Right on. The U.S. Sun is reporting that Caldas, who has worked with Justin Bieber and his wife Haley since 2018, has left his position to focus on his acting career. It's unclear if the couple has been able to find another assistant or if they're even hiring another one. Page Six of the New York Post reached out to Caldas, but he did not respond.
Why do we need a personal assistant?
What does a personal assistant do for somebody who's famous?
Assist you personally?
Isn't that an agent?
Wouldn't it be?
I think a personal assistant would be like, I need my car filled up with gas, and can you please run and get my dry cleaning, and oh, my prescription is ready, and please make sure all the brown M&Ms are picked out of the bowl. You know, that sort of nuanced stuff.
Do you remember who had that in their rider? That the brown M&Ms had to be removed from the bowl backstage? And you know
vaguely,
why?
I know why, but I don't know who.
But I can't remember. It wasn't your beloved Kiss, was it?
No, it was not.
Zeppelin?
No, it was not Zeppelin. But why? Because I think I've told this story.
I know the why.
What is it?
The why was just to make sure that they were reading the writer.
That
is
correct.
Because they knew that so many venues just would skim through it and ignore certain things. And so,
who was it?
Let him finish.
They would always go straight to the green room or the whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And check the bowl of M&Ms first.
That is correct.
To make sure that everything was good.
And if the brown M&Ms had been removed, they knew everything else on the rider was taken care of and was in the room.
Hmm.
The band was Van Halen.
Oh.
I have not picked a single mixtape song.
Well, you better get to work because we're playing in about 4 minutes.
Yes, get on it.
I'm going to be flying by the seat of my pants.
All right, so we're going to do mixtape when we get back. Here are the categories. We need some judges. If you'd like to be a judge, 913-586-7798. We need three judges and three alternates in case somebody drops off. 913-586-7798. The categories are play the song that you're, check that, they're not in the right order. Favorite song from a movie soundtrack. Number two, picture the girl or boy you had a crush on in your youth. What song do you wish would play in his or her head when they see you? Play the song that your best friend would say reminds them of you. We'll get to mixtape with Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright in just a moment. We do need some judges, three regular judges and three alternates in case somebody drops off. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.